Ladies and gentlemen, in a world where microwaves have usurped the time-honored tradition of the oven, where emails have replaced standard letters, and we all work to reduce our time in the gym by taking pills that have ingredients we can't pronounce, we at Misfits Audio have gone through our own bit of verbal weight reduction and are pleased to present to you this edition of 5-Minute Classics. Everything you need to know about a literary classic in less time than a mall-based pedicure. In this episode, The Time Machine by H.G. Wells.
Come, come in. Come in, my friends.
Good day, sir.
Indeed. Please, come in.
You seem quite agitated.
Yes, I am. But with cause, my friend.
Then you must tell us more.
By all means, please, do be seated.
Well, it seems there's little choice.
Bring tea.
Yes, sir.
A delightful diversion, my friend.
Ah, Hillier. A boon to see you, my friend.
If I did not know better, I would say that you are on the verge of an adventure.
And how could I not?
Yes, yes, we're all thrilled for your happiness. But details, man.
Gentlemen, do you believe time travel is possible?
What? Do you mean traveling, visiting times past or times future?
Indeed.
Impossible.
Heresy.
Your tea, sir.
Ah, too late, I'm afraid. I must ask my friends to leave.
What?
I can't very well get through this story in 5 minutes if you naysayers keep vigil.
But what about the tea?
Perhaps next time. Or take it to go. Either way, you are no longer welcome.
As always, delightful host.
Now, onto the time machine hidden in my own mad scientist laboratory. Hidden to all but my housekeeper, whom I fear has been adjusting knobs and pretending to fly through time.
I did not, at least not this morning.
Please, don't wait up for me.
I never do.
So my friend traveled through time, encountering a beautiful race in the year AD 2701. The first was a gentle, but less academic society of humanity known as the Eloi. The second? A race of individuals known as the Morlocks that he soon learned fed on the flesh of the Eloi in much the way mankind today feeds on the flesh of cattle, sheep, pigs, goats, and the occasional rabbit, possum, or squid. The traveler seemed to develop interest in a long-distance relationship with an Eloi named Weena, although that's hard to do when your love interest dies in a forest fire.
What has happened to humanity?
The traveler spent time going both forward and backward in history, seeing sights unknown to any one man in history. He nearly forfeited his life to the Morlocks, who had taken his time machine for reasons only known to the silent Morlockians. And by the time he arrived home again...
Oh look, our host has arrived.
Has it truly been 1 week since we last spoke?
Yes, and I'll wager by the olfactory abuse we are subjected to that you have not changed your clothing since last we spoke.
But of course that was due to the Morlocks and the river rescue and millions of years in time travel.
Please come see me tomorrow. There may be some therapy that could prove beneficial to delusional thinking.
Indeed.
And, as guests vacated the traveler's parlor, the mad scientist room was once more called upon to secure a new, time-exploring voyage.
Should I plan for supper?
Only for yourself.
How about... a new set of clothes.
In this story, we are left to consider that even the most perfect of lives includes flaws. We may also be left to consider whether our future will ever provide the perfect world we often contemplate. After all, when you have Morlocks eating Eloy and a drowning victim who was totally ignored, it does make you want to say, "Hey, you future people, what's up with that?" This has been 5 Minute Classics, The Time Machine. For more on this wonderful story, pick up the H.G. Wells novel. We would like to assure you that the book version has more complete dialogue, as well as some serious questions some might pose when considering the validity of time travel. We'd like to thank our cast, Julian Bain as Traveler, Keith Donovan as Medical Man, Glenn Haskell as Psychologist, Billy Flynn as Hillier, Tanya Miljojevic as Housekeeper. The story was written, produced, and mixed by our own Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tadrazak. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jim Patton. It's an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013. All rights reserved. Characters and artwork remain in the public domain and were inspired by the original work of H.G. Wells.
Original music for this series by John Carl Toth.